Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You know, we get married and we go, well, this is going to be easy to become spiritually intimate.
But what should I do?
May I present my cunning plan?
We started buying these big, thick books and trying to do it daily, and it would work for about 4 days, and then we'd lose the book, or we'd miss it, or we'd actually get in an argument or something. Then we didn't want to do it, of course.
Whatever I said to upset you, I'm really sorry.
Marriage isn't easy. It definitely takes some work, but if we are intentional and we spend a lot of time praying and trying to communicate with our spouses, we will see those marriages succeed. And on today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast, you're going to hear parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns talk about why marriage is such a big part of being an effective parent, and especially when you draw closer to your spouse and to God. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. More than 53 undergraduate majors, 37 master's degrees, 7 doctorates, and 5 certificate programs, APU has a relevant degree that's right for you. And if you want to learn more about that, you can visit them online at apu.edu, or you'll find a link on our website at homeward.com. And now, here's part one of today's program, Drawing Closer to God and Your Spouse. Welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and today on the program, Jim is our guest because Jim and his wife Kathy have written a new devotional book that I think is one of the best devotional books that I've ever seen, and you know how I feel about devotional books. Well, I think we all, a lot of us do. You know, you get it. How many times have you counseled with a couple, Jim, that will say, we've tried doing that, and we just... the devotion, right. And that's your story.
Well,
Kathy
and I have tried that. You know, we had tried everything because, you know, we get married, and we go, well, this is going to be easy to become spiritually intimate. You know, physical intimacy, no problem.
Right.
Other types of intimacy, struggling a little bit, emotional intimacy, connection, things like that. But it was a hassle for us. You know, I was a youth pastor when we got married. So I was helping everybody else, but when it came time to Kathy, I just didn't have that. And that was a real desire for her. So we started buying these big, thick books and trying to do it daily, and it would work for about 4 days, and then we'd lose the book, or we'd miss it, or we'd actually get in an argument or something. Then we didn't want to do it, of course. Uh-huh. And we never really got to do that. So we found something a number of years ago where we actually spend about a half an hour a week developing our spiritual intimacy proactively. Hmm. And we called it Closer. And, you know, now it's a book. So it's a scripture, it's a story, and then there's some dialogue. And I think it may be one of the most important things we've ever written, and it's a great, important message. And I wish Kathy was here to talk about her side, too, but you just got me today, Roger.
Well, and we're grateful that you are here. This is a very practical book, and I know that you talk a lot about faith conversations and how to unpack that concept for us, because I'm sure there are some folks who are listening right now saying, I really feel like we should be doing this every day, and we can't get it together. Is once a week really going to help out?
Well, you know what's funny is once a week is the beginning. I mean, you can do most anything once a week. I mean, yeah. I could say to most anybody, can I find 20 minutes, 30 minutes in a week, and they'll do that. Now, spiritual and faith conversations sometimes might be hard. I was just speaking at a MOPS program this morning, and you know, a lot of the women said, you know what, my husbands don't feel comfortable talking in faith conversations,
right.
But you know what was interesting is they just yearned that. So I said to them, well, you start it then. And many of those women did have the Closer book, and so I was saying, well, just start with this book. The guy doesn't just has to show up.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating that even in one of the devotionals that we talk about, it's on physical intimacy, but there was a book written by Gary and Barb Rosberg, mm-hmm. and it was called The 5 Sex Needs, and I'm not moving from devotion to sex, but interesting enough, of a woman, number 4 was actually spiritual intimacy, and that was her sexual need.
Interesting.
So women get it probably better. They want that spiritual connection. You know, a half an hour a week is not that big of a deal. And it doesn't have to be change your life every week. It just means being focused on that. For Kathy and I, it's been pretty remarkable because it causes us to pray for our kids. It causes us to pray for each other. And it just gets us more centered. And actually, I think it's helped even in terms of, you know, outside relationships, our own marriage, the way we parent our kids. You know, I think we have a stronger connection because of taking this, what we call the Closer Challenge.
Do you think that there are couples who are listening to this that are a lot closer to spiritual intimacy than they think? I mean, someone's listening to us right now. You mentioned the wives that you've talked to at like MOPS events, and they think, wow, I'm here and my husband's just way out there. But they might be a lot closer than you. You're nodding.
Well, you know what? I think so, because there's a lot of things. You know, a husband and wife may not, you know, pray together as much as they'd like to, but, you know, they do care for their kids. They perhaps worship at church together. There's certain things that they do. This is just another step. And I'm finding that when couples have this time together, it really does, you know, truly, as the word, you know, draws them closer. Interesting, in one of the devotionals, we quote Dave Stoop, who's one of our mentors and a great guy. We've had him on the program numerous times. And he says that if a couple will pray together every day, just even briefly, that there is a 1% chance that they would get a divorce. Mm. And he quotes a study, you know, given that way. And I found that even this weekly thing for Kathy and I causes us to even be more open to praying together on a more regular basis. Again, not doing the whole devotional thing, but praying together. And you know what? You don't have to just do it for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. You can do it longer. And there are people. I have a great friend who reads through the Bible with his wife. Well, fabulous. They don't need closer. They're doing an amazing thing. But for a lot of us, we need a place to start. And that's what I'm suggesting to folks is start there. You know, we live in a very busy life. And so there are blocks to it, you know, by the busyness of life and so much of the other things that we do, the, you know, kids' needs, we're tired, you know, all these different things. But in reality, we just need to set it as an appointment. You're not going to miss your dentist appointment.
Right.
Or at least sometimes I miss my dentist appointment the other day. But you're not going to miss your dentist appointment. But if we don't put that as an appointment, we just don't make it as much of a priority.
You talk a lot about, with being parents, being intentional. Marriage, being intentional. Scheduling things like this. And it sounds like what you're saying is that this is the type of thing, too, where we need to say, okay, Wednesday night, Saturday morning, whatever it's going to be, let's go ahead and make this an appointment, as opposed to let's see if we have time in the schedule for
Well, as you know, I'm kind of big on being intentional about that. And even the Bible says it was Paul who said to Timothy, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
Right, right.
Well, you know what? If we had a disciplined time, you know, as you may know, and we write this in the book, but we have three meetings a week. Mm-hmm. We have a date night. It's not really a meeting, but it's where I need to be able to give to Kathy more than just my emotional scraps. I mean, this is the time for me to, you know, buck up once a week, enjoy each other, court. We don't talk about finances as much. We don't talk about the kids. We do a little bit, but not as much.
Yeah.
And really focus on each other.
Yeah.
And then we have a business meeting. And it's not like we're running a business, but we kind of are.
Well, I mean, yeah,
there's three kids and insurance and all that. And that's and we do that so we don't have to do it at 11 o'clock at night and, you know, it's just all bummer. Then we have the spiritual meeting. And if we have it planned, we'll do it. If Kathy goes, oh, you know what, it's time for us to get together, well, then I'm, you know, I could be watching television, I could be doing something else, but you know what, I come together and I actually like it. It's something that's really healthy. At the beginning, it was harder to do just to find the time, but once we made it an appointment and scheduled it, it's kind of like, well, we eat dinner at a certain time, we go to church at a certain time, we have these other appointments, so it's just a part of the weekly routine. When you get it to be a part of the weekly routine, you're making it. It's a good thing.
Well, the book we're talking about today here on the Homeward Broadcast is called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. It's written by Jim and Kathy Burns. I was just going to say Dr. Jim Burns, but I have to remember to let our listeners know that Kathy was a big part of writing this too, because as you mentioned, this is your story, the Closer experience, is kind of born out of your devotions.
And Kathy's actually incredibly articulate, and her stuff was great. And there'd be times when she would come up with an idea, and I go, wow, that's really good. And yet, typically, I'm the writer or whatever, but she did a great job with it. And it's been a wonderful experience for us, really, to look at 52 different topics on marriage and spirituality and kind of blend them together. It's been a great positive experience for us.
And you all have been married over 30 years, close to 35?
Yeah.
And what are the wow factors for you? What continues? You'd mentioned, I could see a little light in your eye when you were talking about some of the things that Kathy contributed to the book that kind of caught you off guard. Like, wow, that's really great. What are the other things that you look for in your relationship?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Through this closer experience, Kathy and I have grown together spiritually. And actually, it's caused us to be more aware of a couple of issues. And one is the issue of spiritual warfare. You know, you and I have talked about this before, that when we went on the radio, actually a very well-known, you know, radio ministry person who works with families called me up and said, you know, Jim, one thing you got to be careful of is this whole spiritual warfare that's going to take place. And so for Kathy and I, by us being together and talking about it with our marriage, talking about it with our kids, and just the, you know, the things of life that everybody else talks about, we've realized that by us having this time, it really is going to protect our marriage, protect our relationship with our kids. It doesn't mean that there are not going to be problems. It just simply means that we're more focused on the spiritual realm of our relationship, and that's been a good thing for us.
It's a good reminder. It's always helpful when you hear of a couple like Jim and Kathy Burns who've been married as long as they have, be very candid about some of the struggles that they face, and struggles are inevitable in any marriage, but it's nice to know that when you have that spiritual component in place, the stronger the spiritual connection, the easier it is to deal with those problems. Today on the Homeward Broadcast, you're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns, be interviewed by yours truly, Roger Marsh, talking about drawing closer to your spouse and to God, and these are principles that Jim and Kathy Burns have written in a great, I hesitate to call it a devotional book. The book is called Closer. It's 52 faith conversations and conversation starters for couples. If you've had a tough time having quote-unquote couples devotions, this is a resource for you because it's really more faith stories and conversation starters that'll get you having faith conversations, and those can be much more impactful than having a quote-unquote chapter and verse devotional time. For more information on how you can order a copy of Closer, go to homeward.com. That's home, W-O-R-D.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Oh, I can't believe you're actually leaving, Heather.
It's not like I'll be that far away.
I know. I guess I just didn't expect you'd be going away to college so soon.
I'll be fine, Dad.
Yeah, but this is going to be a big adjustment for you, Heather, and I don't mind telling you, nervous time for your mom and me as well.
Why do you say that?
Well, you really should read your Bible every day.
Yeah.
Oh, and be sure to pray, too. You know, you can never pray too much.
I know.
And find a good church with a good college group, because, you know, fellowship is important. I can't emphasize enough how important.
Well, there's nothing like a rite of passage to get us parents thinking about what's really important in life. Let me encourage you not to wait until your son or daughter is getting ready to go away to college to take a spiritual inventory of what's important at your house. Or maybe I should say, who is the priority in your home? And that means it's up to us as parents to keep finding new ways to communicate that hope in Christ with our kids. For a free copy of my tip sheet called Why Your Faith Matters to Your Kids, go to homeward.com.
Welcome back to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and today on the program, we're talking about drawing closer to God and your spouse, and specifically about a brand new resource from Dr. Jim Burns and his lovely wife, Kathy. The book is called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. And Jim, this time of year especially, this is a time when people are thinking about kind of maybe making some resolutions. Of course, the way the economy's gone, everybody's been making new resolutions every couple of weeks, I'm sure, but especially now as we're nearing, you know, the holiday season, this is the type of thing that people are thinking about. And it's a good New Year's resolution, isn't it? And I'm sure one that a lot of our listeners have made over and over, you and Kathy made over and over again. This is the year we're going to make spiritual intimacy a priority.
Exactly. You know, it is a good time of the year to do that. And I'm one of these guys who really makes a big deal out of that. Although it can happen at any time,
sure,
any place. It doesn't just have to be at this time of the year, of course. But, you know, it is a good thing for a couple to look and reflect upon their marriage, what's good, what's not working. And for a lot of couples, what's not working is they're not growing closer together. And yet they want to.
Right.
And one of the ways to do that, as we think about intimacy, is this whole idea of spiritual intimacy. So what Kathy and I are doing is we're trying to figure out how can couples grow together and yet it not take over their entire life,
right,
although you want that. But it's not in timing. You only have so much time. So start small. I always say kiss. Keep it short and simple.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if couples will start spending a half an hour a week in spiritual intimacy things, I think it'll grow and it becomes a more regular thing and it becomes very comfortable, very natural. I actually look forward to Kathy's and my closer meetings. I really do.
Hmm. I know that there are some guys, myself included, as you were talking about the faith conversations during the last segment, how that's kind of liberating to when a weekly faith conversation for half hour, I can do that. Daily devotions with my spouse, and especially for guys thinking, well, I have to be in charge of this and I've got to make sure that we have all this, whatever. It can kind of scare some guys away. So you're really opening the door for us guys to, you know, be more proactive. And I'm sure that the wives listening are saying, yay.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking some of the pressure off of me.
Well, you know, one of the things that goes back, and I'm going to get to your comment, but one of the things that goes back for me was that I was involved in youth ministry. And instead of having people actually have to create their own stuff, we just started giving them curriculum that they could do, you know, with kids. And
right,
people would rise and say, thanks so much, we didn't have the time. Well, this is what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to give people an opportunity where all they have to do is open up a book, look at the scripture, read the inspiring story, and then dialogue on some of the content that has at least worked for us.
And these are like two-page
yeah,
things.
Oh, no,
it's not
no,
like
real,
they're
real
huge
short
chapters.
No,
yeah,
real short. But actually, it's a pretty incredible dialogue.
Yeah.
And with the dialogue type questions, or, you know, how would you feel if, and then you kind of fill in the blank, those kinds of things. You know, what I've found is that that is a phenomenal way for Kathy and I to actually go into some territory that sometimes we won't naturally go into, when, especially when it comes to the spiritual things.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking for is, how do we help that guy? How do we help that woman move towards spiritual intimacy without them having to feel like they need to know Greek and Hebrew and all that?
Right, right.
And it's also hard, and you've heard me say this before, you know, a sinner marries another sinner, and then you have sinnerlings, and you kind of bump into each other. And so how do you do that on a basis when sometimes you don't feel like growing spiritually? You actually have some low-level anger or some bitterness at your spouse. I even know some people who have tried the closer challenge that we call, who were actually really angry at each other, and they said, okay, we're just going to put this aside for right now. We're going to work on this. And all of a sudden, the things that were so, you know, really ticking them off weren't as big of a deal, because now they were kind of looking at it from a bigger standpoint.
Yeah.
That would be a faith conversation standpoint.
Yeah, and not nearly as threatening. One of the things that you talk about in the Closer book is the fact that these devotions, these faith conversations, are designed to really help establish an emotional connection. And why that's so important. I know that it's important for guys, even though we don't think about it, but women especially, it's important. Talk about that.
Well, the word is intimacy. And women get it. They understand that intimacy means connection, a deeper connection. You know, you hear people talking about soulmate and all that. I'm not totally sold on every soulmate book and conference and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that is connection. Where guys a lot of times think of intimacy much more on the physical intimacy side. But, you know, there's a spiritual intimacy, and that means a spiritual connection. It doesn't mean that every time you're with your spouse, you're going to feel incredibly spiritually connected, just because that's just not the way it is.
Right.
But I find that if you are spiritually intimate in terms of having some of those kinds of conversations and dialogue and literally praying together, that it will really build upon the emotional connection. So which comes first, the cart or the horse? I'm not sure. But what you want is emotional connection, because in the long run, emotional connection is going to deepen your spiritual intimacy. It's going to deepen your physical intimacy, and it's going to draw you closer together. You mentioned guys. Guys have trouble sometimes dealing with the emotional side. Mm-hmm. And we are designed to be different. One of our devotions, it's called Designed to be Different. It's just kind of helping each other understand that, you know, women are designed this way, men are designed that way. And obviously, it's not totally the case for every person. But what we try to do is help men and women take a look at, how are you designed? How am I designed? And how can we blend these designs to actually grow in a more spiritual level? And that's a good thing.
You challenge couples to be inspired together. And I thought that was very interesting, because sometimes the busyness of modern life, the breathless pace, it just kind of becomes routine. You know, maybe the first couple of years are kind of inspiring and exciting, and then 5 years, 10 years turns into 20, and next thing you know, you're like, oh yeah, I know you, and you're trying to rebuild some things. How can couples who have maybe lost that sense of awe and wonder with each other, how can they get that back?
Well, you know, for Kathy and I, this weekend, we went to church, and sometimes I'm speaking someplace, so we don't always get to sit at church and, you know, hold hands and sing and all that kind of good stuff, but actually our associate pastor was speaking. His name is Ryan, and he's phenomenal, and we were both inspired by the worship service, and we got into the car with our girls, and we were driving to Grandma's, and as we were driving, we started talking about this, and Kathy and I got real excited about being inspired about what Ryan said.
Hmm.
Well, what I find sometimes is, if you'll spend that half an hour a week in reading something that's inspirational, or, you know, looking at a scripture or whatever, and then having some dialogue about that and about your marriage, well, that inspires you together.
Hmm.
So what happened for us on Sunday was, we were inspired by the conversation that actually Ryan gave us. Well, what we're trying to do is give people conversation starters and faith conversations so that they can be inspired together. You know, Kathy and I typically do not read things together.
Hmm.
She reads one thing, I read another. But what we're trying to do more and more is spend a short amount of time being inspired by the same content, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I mean by helping couples be inspired together, because when you're inspired together, then you're on the same page. A lot of marriages break down because they're not on the same blueprint.
Right.
And, you know, if I talk to a number of marriages, like even people who are in the church, I could say, how do you feel about marriage? And, you know, the guy might say one thing and the woman might say another thing. They're not on the same blueprint, but they're also spending very little time being inspired together with the same kind of content.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then I think it's going to help them grow in a spiritual level and actually become more intimate on a spiritual basis.
Very, very important principles as we talk about, and we don't want to take them for granted. We are so fortunate that Dr. Jim Burns and his wife Kathy have written this book called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. It's great for this time of year, and we encourage you to go to homeward.com, get a copy of it. It's also available at your favorite Christian bookstore. And I know we're tooting Jim's horn a little bit here, but it's important, because this is something that's happening more and more in marriages and in the church, outside the church, is that there's that kind of drift, you know?
Yeah, no, there is. And interesting, because you were talking about tooting the horn, I prayed that this would not sound like an infomercial, because
right.
we typically don't talk about just my content.
Right.
But, you know, what happens, and again, it's one of the other devotionals in there, is it's kind of an illustration that what happens is somewhere along the line, we neglect the basics in our marriages. Mm-hmm. And if we stuck with those basics, we'd probably do fine, but we neglect each other. We neglect the basics. And then we drift because we've neglected them. And after you drift for a while, what happens? Well, you get lost.
Yeah.
And so you look up and you kind of say, wow, what happened to us? So what we're trying to say is, no, let's go back to the basics. Let's not neglect the basics of our marriage and the basics of our priorities, which would be marriage, God, marriage, then children, then vocation. So many times we get everything all mixed up.
Right.
So if we can go back to those basics and not neglect them, we won't drift and we'll be closer together.
Great reminder for us, Jim. And one of the concepts that you have, I want to close this segment of our time together with one of the actual devotions. And it's one that you talk about not losing sight of the goal. And you use the illustration of Florence Chadwick, which is so inspiring, but it's a great visual for us as couples. Take the final moments of this segment and share that story with us.
Well, it works perfectly with what we just said,
yeah.
because sometimes we drift, we don't have our eyes on the goal. In fact, the scripture is really quite clear, you know, put your eyes on Jesus and you can persevere.
Right.
And I think a lot of marriages that fail, it's because they weren't persevering. They weren't just going through that. Somebody wants to take a look. It's Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 has a great section on it. I think it's an incredible section of scripture. But Florence Chadwick, as you know, Kathy and I live in Dana Point, and oftentimes we're by the beach, and we can see Catalina Island. It's a beautiful view. I can close my eyes right now and see the island. And most days you can see that
26
island.
26 miles across the sea.
Exactly. There's a song about it. And Florence Chadwick had already swam the English Channel. And so this was not going to be a tough swim for her. I mean, it would be for any of us.
Yeah, right.
So she dove one kind of cold, foggy morning into the water on Catalina Island, 26 miles away. And she started swimming, and they had a boat behind her because, you know, there could be sharks in the water, danger, she could be in trouble or whatever. But it was foggy. She couldn't see anything the whole time. And so she swam for 25 miles. And she got discouraged because she couldn't see where she was. She had no idea how much farther it was. And actually, with just a couple hundred yards away, she quit.
Hmm.
And she jumped on the boat because, again, she couldn't see the beach. And when she found that out, she went, it wasn't because I was not that tired. I just was so discouraged because I couldn't see where I was going. And I think a lot of times that happens in marriage. We are so distracted with all these important things that we do, we're overcommitted, we're underconnected, we're distracted with our work and with our children and all this kind of stuff, that we don't really put our emphasis on our marriage. And it's kind of foggy, and we look up one day and we say, we don't even know where we're going. And actually, there is a way to go, and there is a place that can point to that, but we've gotten lost in the fog. And it's a great illustration, I think, and a great way to think about marriage and the guidance that we can get from spending time together on a spiritual basis. Not have to be spiritual giants, but start, you know, just praying together and going through some inspiration, some scripture, really can help us focus on what's most important in our life.
Amen to that, Jim. And I know that for those who have read your book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, and now Closer, this devotional that you and Kathy have written, those are two really great tools and resources that couples can use to strengthen the quality of their marriage and really improve that spiritual connection that you're talking about. And this is the kind of counseling, for those of you who are listening who don't know that, of course, from time to time, I, over the years, knowing Jim, I know that this is the counsel that he gives to couples when they're in his office. And so if you want to get kind of a Jim and Kathy Burns counseling session, if you will, for how to improve the spiritual component in your marriage, you'll want to look at a book like Closer, which is available for purchase in our online resource center today at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com, where we're also streaming audio, and you can podcast with us through our website as well. Go to homeward.com, hit the podcast button, and you can start accessing our daily podcast via iTunes. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.